Om Shanti. Good morning. We have to enjoy all the seasons. A cool in the cold and heat in the hot season. Because it's a part of the season. All that we need to learn is change the attitude. Because we all have a very old rather a habit of complaining. We don't enjoy anything we have in the present. We always think or wish we had that. When it's cold, we think, oh, I wish it was not this cold, warm enough. When it's warm, we wish to have, you know. So, to enjoy what we have in the present, right now, whatever it is, good or bad, hot or cold, praise or insult, accepting it is a very, very good attitude. Yeah? Our whole atmosphere, situations, circumstances, can be changed when we simply change our attitude. And we all create attitude consciously by having one particular thought over and over again, repeating number of times in a day. And that get fixed in there so deep that to come out of it becomes very difficult. It's like a web, you know, cobweb, where a spider gets caught in its own web. But its own web, it has created. But then it becomes a prey. Many times we become prey to our own thoughts. I have created that particular attitude, that particular state of mind, that particular way of understanding things, people, circumstances, and I fall a prey to it. And unfortunately, I suffer. It's my own thoughts, my own attitude, my own state of mind, my own understanding, and I am the sufferer. You see? So it's very, very important to understand everything in the confluence age, as Baba has given us the right knowledge, unlimited knowledge, accurate knowledge. So we have to understand things accurately. Any aspect of life, any aspect of maybe the situation. Understanding things in its right way is the most important thing. I remember while giving courses outside, we always quote one of the Chinese philosophers, you know, a proverb. Well, it's a saying, rather. He said, if we want to change the world, the world, universe, we have to change the country. If you have to change the country, you have to change your own province or state. If you want to change your state, you have to change your locality. If you want to change your locality, you want to change your home. If you want to change your home, you have to change yourself. And if you have to change yourself, learn to see things as they are. Very interesting. Learn to see things as they are. We have many assumptions many times, you know, we assume things. Oh, he could be this. Look at the way he looks at me. I'm sure this is what. So I assume things, which isn't. We assume all many things that doesn't exist also. It's not happening, it doesn't exist. But we assume, because we always hold on to the past negative experience and we try to color it in the present, which isn't right. Yes, that person hurt you yesterday, but not necessarily he would do the same today. Yeah? But I wouldn't believe, would I? And so, the entire human life, either in laukik or in alaukik, based on one fundamental value. Guess what? Without which life has no meaning. What is that? Believing, trust, faith. If I have no faith, I don't trust, I don't believe, there's no life. Life has no meaning. Any type of, or any part of, any sphere of life, any aspect of life, or on the whole, there is no meaning in life when we don't believe. Yeah? And especially when we when we have come to this particular path, what Baba has given us, new ideologies, new knowledge, new, you know, the whole thing is new. The entire thing is new. And more interestingly, to believe something which is tangible, in the sense which I can see, I can touch, which I can hear, is still easier. But to believe something which is unseen is a very big thing. I don't see what I'm believing. It's purely on the basis of understanding and experience. Unless and until my intellect and mind become so clear, pure, like Baba was talking about purity yesterday, to have clear mind, to have clean intellect, you know, to have clean vision and try to see things as Baba wants to tell, then I can see through the eye of my mind. All of us have seen Baba. Yes? No? Yes, no? Well, none of us have seen through eyes, the physical naked eyes, but definitely all of us have seen both Bab Dada through this eye of the mind, intellect, experience, understanding, and believing what I understand. If I don't believe what I understand, then understanding is incomplete. Understanding has no meaning. If I say I understand what you say, it means I believe you, I trust you. When I say I trust you, I believe you, it means I have a relationship with you. I have love for you. When I say I trust, I believe, I love you, I have a relationship with you, it means I'm ready to do everything you ask me to. Because faith and love always has a beautiful another thing with that follows, is surrender. I give away because I love, because I trust, I believe. So I give away myself. My mind is free from all doubts, all questions. Because I believe, and I have no question. And I believe because I understand. You see? If you say, I trust you, but I don't love you, I don't believe this. If I say, I love, but I don't believe you, it has no meaning. Because these things always go together, hand in hand. One cannot exist without the other. You see? Excuse me. And so when I believe who God is and my relationship with Him, it's also very important for me to trust and believe all that He tells me. Yeah? Do I believe every part of knowledge? Do I trust every part of knowledge? Yes, no? Or do I still have many questions? Why Baba says this? Oh, yesterday Baba said this, and look, today Baba is saying this. I don't know. Well, Baba, He is in different mood every time. See, few days ago He was telling this, and today He said this. I'm so confused. I'm so confused about this, because Baba changes every time He speaks, Murli. Yeah? Few do have such questions, and they get confused so much as they read Murli. Many a times, we catch the words. We don't try to catch the feelings, God's feelings behind the words spoken. Not necessarily all the words mean the same. Words may be same, but the feeling behind the words may be different. You understand what I mean? Yeah? And the words spoken in different circumstances means different. Though the words could be repetitive, same, but it doesn't mean same in different circumstances. So it's very, very important for us, as I listen to Murli, as I read Murli, to put my whole mind and intellect into it and try and understand what is Baba's feeling, what Baba wants to speak in here. Earlier Baba used to say that if you read Murli 5 times, 10 times, all the 10 times Murli would be new. Every time you read, the same Murli gives you different understanding, deeper and deeper. Because every time I read Murli, probably also my state of mind could be different, my understanding could be different, so I understand the whole thing differently. But Murli is the same. Yeah? So when I say I believe Baba, I believe God. One thing, most of the, even in Brahmins, which is, cannot be digested, is the drama. My role in drama, all that has happened in drama, all that is going to happen in drama, all that is happening in drama, others' role, others' behavior with me. You know, it's a big confusion. It's very nice when we explain to others, but when it has to come to my own life, when I have to apply this drama in my own life, is it easy? Yes, no? Easy, difficult? Somebody came to you straight and started talking, all that is not real and very much hurting, insulting. And at that time I smile and I'm enjoying and I say, wow, drama. So nice. What a role I have. Such a diamond is in front of me. Can I? Yes? No? For I'm listening all that for which I haven't done at all. I'm not at fault. I don't even know. I'm not even aware, but I have to I am blamed for something. So can I accept this? Yes? Can I accept this? Yes, no? A big loss. I'm doing something in the name of service and I have to experience big loss. But I am enjoying. I'm very happy. Can I accept this loss? I'm trying to, with lot of love, with lot of good wishes, trying to tell something, you know, maybe a little piece of advice or maybe as a friendly way, I'm trying to say something to someone, but the person is, you know, ulta, opposite. Can I take it? Yes, no? It's hard to take it. Why? Because I don't believe? Because I don't know? Sorry? Because it is? It's a stress on me, so I can't take it. It is stress because I can't take it. That's but natural. But why am I not able to take? Yes. Sorry? Sensitivity. Okay. Sensitive to? Okay, now it's my question is, at this point in time, do I believe? Do I trust drama? Do I trust what God says? When Baba says, all that is happening is for good. All that has happened is good. All that is going to happen is very, very good. Do I trust this? So if yes, then I should smile. I should be happy. Because it's for good. You insulted me, and that is for good? Not good? So where does the sensitivity come? The thing is, Baba always uses a very in a nice way of describing a yogi. Yogi is the one not who just sit down and meditate. Not always who do yoga is a yogi. Yogi is one who applies knowledge in his life in every step. He's yogi. If I'm not using knowledge, applied knowledge is yoga. Knowledge for the sake of intellect and yoga for the sake of, you know, silence, that's mismatching. And so the name of Raja Yoga, another name of Raja Yoga is Gyan Yoga, means the yoga which is with knowledge. It is just not emptiness, nothingness is not yoga. It is filled with wisdom. It's filled with experience. It's filled with feelings. That's yoga. So applied knowledge, applied wisdom is yoga. So if I'm using knowledge in every step of my life, then I'm a yogi. A yogi is not a serious person, wouldn't smile, wouldn't joke, wouldn't, you know, have a big face and just be quiet and people are afraid. That isn't yoga. I don't think that is. Yogi is a happy person, isn't it? Because I have knowledge. I have wisdom. And two major points Baba has given is karma and drama. And these both are very much connected with each other. If I don't apply these two things in my life, in every step, then it means I'm carrying with me my past sanskaras. You see? There are two things that influences human mind and intellect. Mind is always influenced by human nature. Intellect is always influenced by human sanskaras. Because it is sanskaras that creates nature. So mind is affected by nature, it is influenced, and intellect is affected by the sanskara. So Baba always uses the word swabhav sanskar. Swabhav means my nature. And sanskar is sanskar. So if I need my intellect and mind to be clear and clean, then I need to be free from the influence of my past old sanskars and old nature. And that's only possible when I apply knowledge in my every step. Yes, there are many situations that come, I can't take it. I can't accept it. And that acceptance comes when I really understand drama. Unfortunately, few Brahmins use drama as a tool to escape. You see? They use this as a shield to cover their mistakes. Why did you do this? Well, Baba says that was in drama. So how do I use the knowledge? Actually, drama is a cycle. Yeah? It's a discus. And discus is used to cut the throats of asuras, devils, demons. Which means any negativity, anything evil in my mind can be thoroughly cut away when I use this drama accurately. When I misuse this, then I'm inviting negative things in my mind. And just not negative thoughts, but also it comes into the action. And my old sanskaras force me to perform such negative actions also. So when any impurity, any negativity comes into my action, then that becomes a sanskara again. I have to reap the fruit of that karma. Yeah, one thing that becomes deeper. And secondly, I have to meet all the consequences of that karma. So being a Brahman, we are here to clear away all the negative karma, negative accounts. We are not supposed to create one. You see? And we create, being a Brahman, also we create many times the negative karmic account because we are not applying this drama accurately. Many times we use the discus anti-clockwise, you know, this way or this way. After Iron Age comes, what is after Iron Age? Am I sitting with new Brahmins? What is after Iron Age? Copper Age? Confluence Age. And what is after Confluence Age? Yeah? Sure? Believe? You believe this? Who has seen Golden Age? Will I become Lakshmi? Me and Lakshmi Narayan? Oh no. Look at my face. Will I ever become Lakshmi? I don't know why Baba chose me. I don't think I can really make up. So these sort of thoughts is not going to take me towards Golden Age. So the discourse towards Golden Age, if I am going to use it in anti-clockwise, I am going to, you know, go to copper age, iron age, this side is golden age, and if you go backwards, iron age, Martian copper. So if I'm using it in a right way, that takes me towards golden age. If I use Rama, if I use knowledge in a wrong way, it is taking me towards iron age, end of iron age. Understanding everything in its right context, seeing things, everything in its right context is very important. You see? And I'm sure we all have seen movies, films, yeah? Yeah? Why do we watch movies? And why is entertainment for? Right. So, drama is a movie, is a film, and any drama is for entertainment. And why do we have entertainment for? Happiness. So this drama, unlimited world drama, is for happiness. Because it is drama, it's not real. We always have to remember two things in a drama. Yeah? We are all actors in the drama. Okay? Yes? No? Yes. So any actor should remember two things. One is real and one is role. What is my real self and what is my role? If I am aware of my real self, and then play my role, I'll be able to play accurately. If I forget my real self and consider role to be real, then I'm not going to enjoy what I'm playing. I always suffer what I play. So role is different from the real. Either it is my role or it is somebody else's role. If somebody is behaving very badly, is that real or role? Is that real or role? Exactly. So what am I supposed to do when I see a role? Enjoy or suffer? How many of you have cried or cry when you watch movie? When there is something tragic in the movie? You cry? They cry, I cry. They fight, I get angry. They are happy, I am happy. many of them do that. You know, they go to the theater because they want to, you know, enjoy their weekend. Very nice movie. When they come back crying. And even after they come back home, they talk about it. Ah, that was a horrible ending, you know. Hero should not have died. No, that the villain, if I really catch the villain, I'm going to kill him. So we get so angry with a person, but that's not real. Hero never dies. Nobody died there. Because the same person is going to play the next one. So nobody killed anybody. Nobody fought actually. Because that was all a drama. So I am a soul. This is also a part of body consciousness. When I become... When I consider a role to be real and I become role conscious, no matter what the role is, that's body conscious. The real consciousness is I am a pure, clean point of light, eternal soul. You are a soul, pure, peaceful, eternal. I am also child of Baba. You are also child of Baba. What role you have, that's your problem. What role I play is my problem. How many of you watched Ramayana? Okay, yeah? Okay. You know about Ramayana, Baba talks about in Murli? There is Ravan, there is Ram. And as you watch the serial or whatever, the drama. And when it is time for Ravan to enter, he takes away, you know, the Sita, or maybe he shouts and he says, oh, this Ravan is so horrible. He shouldn't be shouting so badly. Or maybe he should not take Sita away, he should not do that. Well, that's what he's going to do because he's hired. He's paid to shout. He's paid to kidnap Sita. He's paid to do all that and he's been directed to do the particular way. So that's his role. That is just his role, not real. Well, but when it's not the question of better to be Ram or Ravan. It is how I see every person and how I see myself. What is better, what is not better, is not the question. Whatever the role the person has chosen, he's playing. Okay, the person who is insulting me, he's playing very fantastic. The way he shouts, the way the words he uses, the face, the expressions, everything is fantastic. Because that person is doing his role very well. And I, in the place of Ram, am I doing my role? Or I also become like that person. Why do you insult me? I go on, on. So now, which is... am I playing the role of a Ravan or a Ram? So now, where do you think, which is better? It is just the quality that I exhibit in a situation. That's a role. In any demanding situation, adverse situation, what am I giving is important. What that person is giving, that is his problem. Because I have nothing to do with somebody else's role, please. Actor is supposed to only concentrate, focus on the role that I play. I am supposed to play my role the best. I'm nothing to do with the role the way you play because it's absolutely your karma. It's your action. You're going to reap the fruit of your action. It's none of my business. If I'm going to interfere in your actions, remember, according to the philosophy of karma, I have to take 50% share of all that you do. Even if I'm going to think the bad thing you're doing, I'm not at all doing. I'm not concerned about it at all. I'm no way connected with what you're doing. But even if I'm going to remember all that you do, all that you did this, you did this, you did this, and all that were bad, even if I take it in my mind and remember, allow those thoughts, give space for your bad things in my mind, I have to suffer 50% of what you do because I've taken it from you. Making sense? This is the depth of karma philosophy. Sorry? Well, it's always important that remember the 8 powers, power to face, power to tolerate. Again, you know, these things are not meant to be in the pictures. These things are supposed to be in our lives, yeah? I need to know, again, this is a right understanding, where am I supposed to face a situation? Where am I supposed to tolerate? Yes? So is this a situation that I have to face it? I have to, you know, we all have to protect ourselves. Self-defense is a human nature. So do I have to defend here or do I have to tolerate? This is the understanding we all have to have. And even when we come to those eight powers also, many times we have the powers, but we don't use them in a right time, right thing. We tolerate when we have to face, and we face when we have to adjust. You see? So all, you know, we have these weapons, but we don't know what weapon to use when. Having weapon for a warrior is not a big deal. But I need the weapons to be sharp, number one. I need to know when to use the weapon, number two. It's very important for a warrior to be victorious. You see? When I don't know accurately to use certain things, then I always be a prey to the situations. I'll be the sufferer. Confluence age is meant to enjoy a life. Yeah? Baba says every moment is celebration. Every moment is to enjoy. The joy, amount of joy, the intensity of joy we have in the confluence age, we would not have in the golden age also. Because the celebration is with God. We have God always with us. Every moment. So this is the whole cycle in the drama. This is the best period where we enjoy every moment. The happiest period. More than the golden ages, the confluence age. But am I so happy? It's a question that I need to sit quietly and ask myself, am I that happy? Am I that content? Or I still have many things in my mind that makes me unhappy. So it's literally I need to sit down and write what are the things that makes me unhappy and why is it making me unhappy? When Baba says this is the most enjoyable period of the whole cycle, and I'm supposed to enjoy the most, but I'm not enjoying. Many times I'm depressed. I feel so rejected. I have I'm frustrated. Many Brahmins are frustrated, I tell you. They're fed up. Maybe they're fed up with the routine life, fed up with, and many feel boring. How many of you feel boring? Boring? Oh man. Amrit Vela every day. Same Murli every day. White dress every day. Looking at the same faces every day. Same bhog every Thursday. Everything. So I don't have a change, and I really need a change, you see. A holiday. You know what Brahman holiday means? You know what Brahman holiday is? Thank God you don't know. You should. It's not good to have Brahman holiday. Brahman holiday means to go away in your laukik, maya. To be with maya is Brahman holiday. Change, dear, change. I cannot get along with this sister or brother in the center. I cannot go with these students. I can't do that with that. You know, my workplace is the worst place. Baba says you have to be adjusting, you have to be calm, you have to be quiet. I can't do that in my department, you know, in my office. Horrible people around me. Oh, God. Besides all this, it's very, very, I tell you one thing. There's a big difference between Ravana and Maya. You know the difference between Ravana and Maya? Yes? Yeah? That's true. Absolutely. It's very easy to get over Ravan, but it's difficult to get over Maya. Because that's so tempting, so sweet, so nice, very tasty, delicious. Because the most weakest point I have is Maya, which I like, which I have the taste of it, and I enjoy this taste. I have to overcome that, like attachment. Somebody has so much of love for me, and I love that person so much. Well, this is so tempting. It's so nice. Somebody is respecting me so much. And to be detached from all that, I feel, why should I? It's a nice thing, isn't it? Who doesn't like to be loved or to be respected or to get all the comforts and pleasures? Everybody would, because we have the sanskar for a long time and we have tasted, we have enjoyed this taste. But to get over it, just one Baba and nothing else in my mind, to come to that stage is a tapasya. That is tapasya. When I sit down in meditation, do I hold on to the thought of just one alone, no passing clouds also, remembering that person, remembering nice person, remembering person who is not nice. No persons, no human being appear on my mind, on the screen of my mind, except one. And my entire focus is on one. Fantastic. Fantastic. If I have too many people in my mind and also Baba in between, that's like I don't enjoy meditation, do I? Some nice persons in my mind, some persons who are, not nice. It's all mixture. 10 people in my mind and one Baba in between. So we call it as adulterated meditation or unadulterated meditation. You see? One alone, nothing else. Nothing means nothing at all. Even this body, even this picture of mine should vanish. Just a point of light. I see myself. I feel myself as that. And Baba. And to hold on to this feeling for a longer time is what going to finish our sins. Burning sins need a powerful meditation, and that power we receive is in this stage. Now today Baba was talking about yoga also. So am I really burning my sins? Many people in the mind, I'm not burning my sins. Rather, I'm maybe accumulating. Because I'm sitting in front of God, I'm remembering people. So that is an additional sin. It's a blunder, isn't it? Nothing else. What's my purpose? Am I doing my purpose? I'm sitting here with a purpose, remember God alone. I'm not doing the purpose. You see, I have too many things. I'm planning the service. I'm planning what should I cook for my dinner. I'm planning my shopping list. I'm planning this. And I'm sitting in meditation. And you know something? You will remember all that you've forgotten when you sit in meditation. When you've forgotten something, you sit in meditation, you'll remember. You forgot your key, you forgot something. You sit quietly, make your mind quiet and peaceful, you'll remember all that. But to get over all that, to hold on one image in my mind, is a big thing. That is actual meditation, isn't it? To get over all that has happened. So this drama helps us to get over, because it's all good. Everybody is, nobody is bad. The baddest person is good. And the most good person is good. So there's nothing like bad. Because it's their role. The bad type of action a person is performing is just his role, not real. So am I looking at the role? Am I looking at the real? Like, you know, when we talk about negative, positive, people show a glass of water and say half full, half empty. What do you look at? Fill part or empty part? Both is there, but what do you want to look at? So what is that I am seeing? The real thing of a person or his role? If I'm more focusing on human roles, then I'm caught up in the role. I suffer. I have to go beyond the role, come back to my real and their real. Then I will be able to detach myself. I'll be able to appreciate, because it's each one's karma. I have nothing to do. If you are dancing and if you are dancing on the stage, will you look at each other or you will dance your own steps? What happens when you look at each other's step on the stage? There's so many audience looking at you and you're both dancing here, and if you keep watching each other's steps, what happens? Will you be able to dance well? My only focus, duty is I have to dance well. My steps should be proper. And many times what happens is when I see some, you know, my colleague co-actor dancing with wrong steps, and I want to make the person, you know, tell the person, well, you're putting the wrong step, please try to correct your steps. In that gap of focusing on the wrong steps of a person, also give you a wrong impression to the public. You know that? People will say, why is she looking at that person? Maybe she has forgotten the dance. Actually, you're trying to look at that person because he is dancing or she is dancing wrong. You want to correct that person, but the public opinion is you're not doing your role proper. Because although the person is dancing wrong steps, but he's dancing confidently. You know, he's not looking at you. He's not confused. The wrong steps, you know, yeah. 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 Actually, many times we have to resolve certain things. You know, one thing is to resolve the problem. Another thing is to suppress a problem. Now, anything that we suppress that comes up in meditation, unresolved situations, anything in the past, if I haven't resolved them, it appears in my mind again and again, and that doesn't allow me to remember Baba because it's not resolved. Because I'm just trying to suppress. I say, just quiet now, quiet. But it's there. Like, you know, pushing the garbage under the carpet and putting a nice carpet on it. Well, the carpet is very pretty, I'm sure. But as you just lift the carpet, you haven't thrown away, you see? It's right there. Right beneath your feet. You're walking every day on it because it exists. You haven't finished it. So with the help of drama and karma and all the other aspects Baba has given in Baba's company, the most of the thing Baba says, I am with you. The amount of love Baba gives, you know, I have to resolve that. Why is that troubling me? What do I need from that? Because a little desire to experience that will pull you again and again. So it's very important for me to get away from those little desires. And desires could be both negative and positive, please. Attachment is both negative and positive. Attachment to bad is also attachment. Attachment to good is also attachment. We remember people who we love very much. Yes? Many times Baba talks about being carefree. So one can be really carefree when we always not only aware but use this knowledge of drama and trust what Baba says. It's for good, so it's for good. No matter, there are two things. One is which is on the screen. Another is which is behind the screen. Many times the scene which we see on the screen is not, you know, it's not beneficial. Seems to be not beneficial. Seems to be bitter. But if we watch what is behind the screen, that what seemed not beneficial, bitter, is actually was important, because when we watch, see behind the screen, very nice, very good. If this would not happen, then you would not have got this. If this would not happened, then this would not have come to us. So everything that happens in everybody's life has a reason. Nothing is coincidence. I believe everything has a reason. It's a different story how much I understand the reason. But anything that happens in each of us' life has a reason, because karma and drama is very, very precise mathematics. 2 plus 2 is precisely 4. Yeah? Cannot be 3, cannot be 5. So, why is this happening to me? Why? Why me? Has a reason. Has a reason. So when I understand the reason, as Baba says, karma, number one, I have to clear my past accounts. Number two, this has come to me because I have to learn something from this. Number three, it's a beautiful scene. From this scene, maybe it's teaching me tolerance, it's teaching me patience, it's teaching me. Another important thing in drama is when I take every scene in the drama normally, neutrally, that just disappears. The scene will never reappear. When I suffer, then that suffering will extend that scene. It has to come again and again because I'm not taking it normal. You see? I'm not taking it as neutral. If you suffer the suffering, then suffering will increase. So I should not suffer anything, any scene in the drama. There's nothing like suffering in the drama. Drama is for, remember? Drama is entertainment. Entertainment is for happiness. Enjoyment. So drama is for enjoyment. There's nothing suffering. If I'm suffering, then I'm not seeing the real thing in drama. I'm not seeing drama as drama. I'm looking at it in real sense. If you're asked to play a role of a Queen Victoria, you know, we ask you to walk like Victoria. You put on robes like, Victoria, crown of Victoria. After half an hour, you go home, and even at home, you behave like Queen Victoria. What happens? And you start believing you are Queen Victoria. What happens? You suffer. Your people at home suffer. They were, what happened to this girl? She was okay. You know, where did this Victoria come from? Because you are not actually Victoria. You are only playing your role and that for half an hour. So when you remember your real self and play the role, you'll be able to play accurately. But if I become role conscious and think this is real, then we will suffer. Either it's good or bad, we will suffer. So role is not real. Okay? So, no matter what comes in our life, either in the form of situations, in the form of people, in the form of whatever, body, karma, whatever, I will not feel sorry. Did he say that? I will not suffer. Which means I will enjoy. Because it's a part of the drama, it's a scene. Look at the beauty of that scene. Look what that scene holds. Look what that scene has to teach me. And look at the importance of that scene of that person in my life. Why this difficult person I have to handle? Well, this is the person who is going to teach you the best lesson. That is the right person. Don't run away from a situation. That is the right thing that is the must in my life. Yeah? So with lot of happiness, lot of spirit, we're all students, right? The student is supposed to learn. So let's learn what is that scene. Research? We have to make research. Students, we are scholars, research scholars. So every scene, every situation holds something. Let's find out what good that holds. Yeah? Rose gives very good fragrance, or it stinks. Rose has fragrance or stink? Fragrance. And where does that grow? What do they give? Plant? They give scent water? Yes? What do they give? Nature has the beautiful quality to get the fragrance from filth. And why not me? Why is that my nature? I being a Brahmin, God's child. Why is my nature? Why don't I have the nature to see positive and negative? I'm supposed to, isn't it? It shouldn't be on the other way around. I try to see all negative things, even in positive. It should be. We are supposed to be the masters of nature. So nature has this ability, beautiful power. Why not me? I'm a soul. I'm a living energy. Yes? Om Shanti. Any question? Drama itself is a big question, isn't it? Yeah? Drama is a question? Yes? Who said yes? Sorry? That's the reason Baba says, Va drama, va. Means everything is so wonderful. Om Shanti. And the most difficult thing for a Brahman to digest is drama repeats. Hardest thing of my life. Yes? Yes? Oh my God, after 1 hour listening you say yes? Drama repeats is good? As long as? Why condition? Why do you put a condition? As long as what? Okay. Okay, but now I know that, you know, drama repeats. So how do you enjoy? Yeah. When you know what? Well, it's a role. That is, you know what a role is? Any actor play a role. Role has a very, if you even take an ordinary drama, actor comes onto the stage, he's playing a role. Say I was talking about Queen Victoria Elizabeth, okay? Now, it's only that person has the talent and ability to play that role. So any role has an ability, a talent. When I'm going to look at the talent of that, you know, the skill, the ability, I will enjoy. That is the ability of that person. That is the energy of that person. Only he can play the best role like you see? Other person cannot. You know, not every person can play, you know, the same role. Why? That person has the talent and not other person. So role, every role, either role is negative or positive, but it has a talent behind it, has a skill, it has an ability. So what am I looking at? Wow, the person, he fights fantastic. Look at the way he, the expressions. Nobody can do that. That's a talent. You can't fight like that. So appreciate the person who's fighting. That is his talent. Sorry? Fantastic. You cannot shout like her. Enjoy. You just have to detach yourself from the situation, please. It's very important. Any scene can be enjoyed when I have the sense of detachment. When I get into it, then you suffer. Always. Always. I always have to have a distance kept in a situation, even in a relationship. You see? Otherwise, there'll always be an accident. Can you see Baba's picture on here, on the wall here? Yeah? Can you all see this? Now, you all come onto the stage, very close, let your nose touch the picture. Then can you see the picture? Can you see the picture? Can you appreciate it? Yes? You're so close, so why are you not enjoying? Closeness doesn't enjoy, always. In a situation, distance, you'll be able to enjoy when there is a distance. You see? The closeness, you'll only enjoy closeness with God. Not in this physical world. In this physical world, in a drama, this physical world is a drama. So in a drama, you always would like to sit and watch. You know, when there is a screen here, you keep a safe distance so that you will be able to, you know, watch the television screen from a distance. When your nose touches the screen, you can't watch. Nothing's clear. Detachment. Why do I suffer every scene? Why am I not able to enjoy or appreciate? Because I don't keep that distance. Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Om Shanti.